All right. Well, once again, it is time for Jordan Michael's year-end countdown show here on 101.5 UMFM. If my math is right, this is our 19th annual?
I was trying to think about it, if it was 19 or if it was 20, but it's definitely... It's one of the one of those two for sure.
It's way up there. Yeah, let's say that. We've been doing this for a long time. So, I mean, we do repeat some of the same things every year as far as, you know, our top 20 songs, not necessarily singles, although Jared assures me a bunch of his stuff were singles in the true and proper sense
one,
of it.
One, two, three, four, five.
That's a lot. That's, you know, it's 25% of your top 20.
That's good math.
Which is a rare thing. Mine, I don't think, is quite so high. But, yeah, we count down our top 20 songs, two picks a piece, and then we kind of back and forth. And we will get into our albums a little later. As we do at the top of every year, we want to thank you all for tuning into this station throughout the year. And thank you for another year of great programming, and to our programmers for another great year of programming. And to those who we have bumped for this afternoon and evening, a special thank you.
Yeah, definitely. This does end up being a bit of an opus. Usually clocks in at about 8 hours or so. Buckle in and sit back and enjoy our musings on what we feel is the best music of 2023. Certainly not a definitive list, but you know, my counterpart here, he puts together a very exhaustive list. I don't go as deep. However, I think I had over 50 records on my long list this year, and a whole sort of litany of songs. And what I found actually, as normally happened in the past, is that the songs that make my singles list are traditionally kind of from albums that get bumped off the long list.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case this year.
Okay.
So I'm digging deep. I'm digging deep just for you. Just for you kids out there. So I think it's your turn to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so at number 20 for me, Bird and Byron are a duo out of Nashville who do not sound like what you would expect when you heard the term duo out of Nashville. They actually have a similar vibe to Duran Jones and the Indications. This is like throwback soul, but very slickly produced. I discovered this track via The Lincoln Lawyer.
Okay.
This is used in episode 8 of season 2, and it was one of those ones where I heard it in the background. It's like a diegetic music in the series, and I'm like, "Wait, what's playing?" And I actually stopped it and like Googled, you know, Lincoln Lawyer season 2 episode 8 to find out. This duo recorded this track by my side. It's from their album How Love Grows. And I want a hat tip to music supervisor Laura Webb on the Lincoln Lawyer series, because it really like sent me down a great rabbit hole of listening to this duo. Number 19 for me, it's a song called Super Good from Oslo Octet Faya. It's spelled F-I-E-H. This is actually one of the singles that they released in the lead up to their album 3, Roman numeral 3, on Jansen Records back in September. It's a pretty bouncy and irrepressible track with great vocals from Sophie Tollefsboll, the lead singer. It kind of plays on the I'm doing fine meme. If you listen to the lyrics, it's not necessarily that this is fine, but, you know, I'm doing super good is what they keep saying. It sounds like kind of jazz soul stuff I've heard out of Australia. I know I've played Cactus Channel on past years and some other stuff like Menagerie. Less what I expect from a Nordic country, but Oslo's super good.
There you go. Coming in at number 20 for me, out of Brooklyn, is the band Geese from their album 3D Country. Now, this is, after I just said, this is one that was on the very end of my
album
sort
list.
Of cuts for album list. with the track Cowboy Nudes. And I'm going to say I'm a little bit envious. Our pal in Edmonton, Brent Oliver, is bringing Geese to Edmonton for their version of Winterruption, and it would have been super cool to see them here. But alas, maybe sometime in the near future. And then coming in at number 19, one of the true singles from a super talented guitar player who also performs in the group Wednesday, who you'll hear from sort of later on down the line. But MJ Lenderman and a track called Knockin', which is based on, I don't know if it's a real life account or not. If it is a real life account, it's pretty awesome. But professional golfer John Daly doing Knockin' on Heaven's Door at karaoke. So, you know, what's not to like there? Number 19, Knockin' by MJ Lenderman. On my mind, almost all the time, holding me is where you need to be. Stay right by my side. I won't run.
Yeah. no problem for me. And then I turn the right way in every damn turn. I only buy smart stuff with money that I earn. Smart grown-ups get an apartment, so that's what I did. Smart grown-ups never fuck around acting like a little kid. Don't sit around worrying about me and my wealth, cause no matter what I did, choose this life for myself. So faces, in fact, men and women greet me from different places.
And I bet the sour candy in the jacuzzi, baby.
I remember every face and lady. How have you been? Me and this self-impressed group walk into the award show. This industry is disturbing, but such things can't bring me low. I pay my rent with exposure, with flame emojis. At least this song is polarized, cool, super fly like me.
Be my warrior. took my driver's license, but you still have yours. You're all I need, babe. Yeah, you've heard that one before. You're all I need, babe.
Just heard Jared's number 19 pick, MJ Lenderman with Knockin'. My number 18 is South Korean experimental music violinist Catherine Kyuhyun Lim. She lives in New York City, self-released the album Starling over the summer. It features Alfredo Colon on saxophone and Callie Vandiver on trombone. And I do want to shout out Callie Vandiver. Her album We Fell in Turn was on my long list. And that's actually how I came to discover the album Starling, was I started kind of following what Callie Vandiver was up to. I'm going to play the track As It All Goes By. And as you know, you would infer from a song called, you know, from an artist who plays experimental violin, this is not a traditional single. This is definitely on the, like, I just really enjoyed this song tip. Coming in at number 17 for me, Opal Esker, which is a Philly supergroup of sorts. Features members of the War on Drugs and Carl Blau. This is how I ended up checking this out, was because Blau is a favorite of mine. His cover of Link Wray's Fallen Rain was my number 7 of 2016. And so he's an artist I've kept track on. And from the self-titled album Opal Esker, I'm going to play you And Yet Love Rules.
Coming in at number 18 for me, an act that has certainly appeared on previous album of the year lists, Bully, from the album Lucky For You. A song called Lose You, which is a pairing made in heaven. It features Soccer Mommy and is just a really fantastic sort of throwback indie rock track. And then at number 17, another true single, from another band that is certainly no stranger to these end of the year programs that we've produced. Big Thief, who has appeared on, I think, both of our lists over time. They put out a single song in 2023 that's pretty fantastic, as you might expect. And so Vampire Empire slots in at number 17 for me on my favorite songs of 2023. Thank you.
deep inside me. Will you pull the weight and kindly give up control? The kid is driving on the road again. Vibes now set. Set the phasers to phase out. Check yourself, I'm feeling pretty able, stable, pitching rays through the gray clouds. Roll up your sleeves, roll up inside me. Hear the garden bed invitingly calls to something in our nature. In the garden of fools, yet love rules. Always something in the way, can't feel it till we call for the rules to play.
the last time in a row. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, can't keep control. You turn me inside out and then you want the outside in. You spin me all around and then you ask me not to spin. You say you want to be one and you want children. You want to be with me, you want to be with him. Even the chills, I let it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing but the pills. I'm empty till she fills, alive until she kills. And her vampire, empire, I'm a fish and she's my bill.
Jerry's number 17, Big Thief. I guess the reason they put out just one song this year is they had so many on Dragon New Warm
yeah,
Mountain.
Exactly,
they were like,
right?
we're kind of done.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of drained the well. I guess my number 16 pick counts as a true single because it was released on 7-inch, right? And I have to assume that if you put something out on 7-inch, you mean that to be, especially if it's the A-side. If I'd picked the B-side, then maybe I wouldn't consider it a true single. But I've got the Sextones, Here I Go Again. This is a Nevada quartet who also released a full length called Love Can't Be Borrowed this fall, produced by Kelly Finnegan of the Monophonics. But this single from back in January, which doesn't appear on the full length, is a cover of, it features a cover of Gene Plum's Soul Stepper, Here I Go Again. Really just kind of caught my ear. Great, great, kind of in the same vein as like a Nick Waterhouse. Or Meyer Hawthorne, like throwback soul, great kind of falsetto. And then number 15, another artist who's no stranger to my list, Quantic, Will Holland, who now lives in New York City after several years of living in Colombia. Apparently, since he moved to Colombia, he's grown out his hair because his Bandcamp picture right now, he's pretty bedraggled. He's also left True Thoughts for Play It Again Sam, a longtime label home for him, now on a new spot. He came out with Dancing While Falling in November, and the track Tikarin from it is a classic slice of what you come to expect from Quantic, and it's my number 15.
Coming in at number 16 for me, another New York act, Hotline TNT, from their debut record Cartwheel, and a song called I Thought You'd Change. Again, just straight ahead, fantastic indie rock. And then the first of many, many hip-hop songs that appear on both my lists. Number 15 for me, JPEG Mafia, featuring Danny Brown, from the album Scarring the Hose, a song called Fentanyl Tester. Now, I'll throw out a blanket warning. I've got a lot of hip-hop this year. I think a testament to the great year for that particular genre. I've done my best to try and secure and procure clean edits of all of these tracks. This one I definitely did because it's filthy dirty. But, if I didn't, blanket warning out there. Kids, don't use the words that you hear on the radio. Coming in at number 15 for me, JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown, and Fentanyl Tester.
Here I go again, after seeing nothing. Back in the game of chance, the stakes are not too high.
gonna have to try. Here I come.
you know what I'm just saying, man. Is it the car, the clothes, the money, the jewelry, the crib, the drug, or the hoes? Is it the cat, the meth, the weed, the lean, the molly, the boy, the blow? You can get rocked and crispy. How you hating them broke or fixing them? Rock like traps are sick. Just try to push me, lost like Gilligan. I got the jams in my bae. Bought that money, call me Mrs. Slade. Wear the rap, I'm a numero ace. Put together like Danny Kane. You feel like I'm stuck in my ways. Love the music, I'm stuck in their place. They don't see that shit in my face. Cause they know they chop like clay. I wanna rock right now. Hitting whippets and eating halal. Get to clipping while whipping you sound. You get hit, you gon' sing like Bilal. Back it up. See that?
Put you to the maximum. I do what I want to. Say you ain't no accident. Imagine I'm knocking on the front door with a smack them. I'm acting. Ensuring y'all have this. Way out here, we too far gone. Leave me alone, I'ma get my zone. Just fall back, I'ma put you on. Walks out here, can't find no home. Going up, so tap in. I'm about to take you for what's been so popular. We about to go in. Hands on the wheel, no accident. Hands on the wheel, no accident. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. Tell no lies, just tell your truth. I'm a big dog like Marmaduke. Park yourself when I come through. Pull up from a big outside. I'm gonna take you for a ride. No one say so running high. No one say so running high.
Jared's number 15, JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown. The Hotline TNT before that, was that one of those ones where the album nearly made it?
Yes.
And then that was your choice from the album? Because that record is really great. I would recommend if you dig the track Jared played, to just listen to the rest of the record. That was definitely in contention for me. Number 14 for me, my, I think, only hip-hop track. There was certainly some rap I liked over the course of the year. I found myself thinking about this when I was at the Wu-Tang and Nas show, and they did the kind of like tribute to hip hop, 50 years of hip hop thing. Thinking back, like, I think some of the stuff that I most gravitated towards had like a throwback sound this year. And so my number 14 is kind of the most throwback of that. It's V Knuckles, the rapper, and Phonics, who does the beats for him. Phonics is a younger dude, but like marries his beat making to the voice of Phonics, to V Knuckles. Knuckles, gray haired rapper, he's been rapping in Boston for a long time. And he's joined by Edo G and Rex on this particular track called Longevity, which is about, you know, being in the rap game for a long time. I describe this album as kind of the equivalent of a Bill Simmons podcast. There's hoop references, throwback sound, heavy Boston references as well. There's a diss that basically compares other rappers to Mac Jones. I quite enjoyed Longevity. And then number 13, Odessa with Love Letter featuring the Knox from their No Sleep Mix 13. This track really makes me think of Play Era Moby, like that kind of like soulful vocal that feels like a sample with like a really like house oriented kind of beat supporting it. It was released in June of this year from the Bellingham, Washington duo of Harrison Mills and Clayton Knight.
Coming in at number 14 for me, one of the best live shows I saw this year was with my lovely daughter Lily. We went and saw Andy Schaaf during her birthday week of celebrations at the Burton Cummings Theater, and it was a pretty sedate affair. I think he might have looked at the crowd once or twice. The lights did not really come up at any point, but Andy Schaaf is a captivating performer, and he certainly held the audience in his the palms of his hand throughout. A song from his album Norm called Halloween Store, which is pretty awesome, because I think that, you know, in this day and age, we all know about the vulturesque nature of the Halloween Store and how they just kind of move into the husk of old shut down retail locations every year. It seems like,
to the point that there's like memes with like, you know, Spirit Halloween over top of like existing,
oh yeah,
iconic architecture, like, oh look, we've just acquired the Eiffel Tower. Yep. Now a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, and they seem to pop up earlier and earlier every year. Anyways, it is Andy Schaaf at his sort of sardonic best with a tale, his tale of going to the Halloween Store. Coming in at number 13 for me, fantastic Los Angeles MC Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist from the album Voir Dire, and a track called Vin Scully, which features legendary LA Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully. This one, I did not get a clean edit for. So fair warning. It is short, though. So, take that into account, I guess. Anyways, my number 13 track, Vin Scully by Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist.
Phonics, what up, my G? Don't sleep. It's that real hip hop, man. Edo, what up? Rex. About two legends, yeah, man. We got longevity in the game. Been doing this.
Yeah.
Y'all be snutter.
It's the Vets. Move the keys like Stevie in the 70s with it. Break out the two skis in the sled in the blizzard. Best growers in the east get you medically litted. The way I Dr. J is like I play for 70 cynics. In this game, my G's got longevity in it. Bloodline, pure breed, top pedigree with it. Ill cars, fresh fits, still very committed. Still bars, dope beats, and the melody with it. These young bucks, full of hate, and the jealousy did it. They won't see their true wealth till they heavenly with it. Got the toast from 09, I'll be ready to spit it. You'll catch this old magazine like Ebony, get it? When they scheming, gotta stay with the heat of the poker. So don't let me catch you cheating like Ime Udoka. Get seen in the poster like fentanyl. See me, I'm dope, I stay with my bad bunny, and my feet is loca. It's Knuckles.
Thinking longevity till I'm 70,
till I'm 70.
Like it's supposed to be,
supposed to be.
Humble fact.
We have yet to see if they can match our longevity.
Living heavily,
longevity to the destiny.
Like it's supposed to be.
A veteran,
better than I ever been. Up on the ground, up, son, you get
listen,
the picture.
Yo,
the picture.
Longevity. Alex Trebek questions the jeopardy. Your goosebumps feel like leprosy. Nux message me, old and new, never separately. Grown ass men with integrity, legacy. Young demons see rappers, they wanna hunt them down, gun them down. Ain't how fast you go, but how you slow it down. We hold it down, Edo's the backbone. Tom Brady on the patch, y'all are Mac Jones. I see bags, I see bucks with V-nuts. The heat's tucked out, three needs a cleanup. Suckers hitting speed bumps, plus you bastards beat suck. I spit fire, acid, reflux. Why you frontin', why you lying? Your music ain't vibin', flexin' get you creased like iron. The little shit they all tying and you buying. Snitching big mouth, drinking water out of fire hydrant.
Thinking longevity till I'm 70,
till I'm 70.
Like it's supposed to be,
supposed to be.
Humble fact.
We have yet to see if they can match our longevity.
Living heavily,
longevity to the destiny.
Like it's supposed to be.
A veteran,
better than I ever been. Up on up, son, you get the picture.
I'm with the legends, OG natural born, spitting brethren, arm, leg, a leg and arm, heading in the right direction. Nice complexion on flights reflecting, on the distance stretching, longevity, armor protection, karma collecting, karma essence, karma baby's blessings, shady presence I be lately catching, see when they BBSing, wisdom is refreshing, vision is divine, the mind is finding time for lessons, I was blind and destined, to be minding eagle league leader, with the satchel page heaters, Willie Mays, feats of greatness, keeping haters on hiatus, skyscrapers well below the ebb and flow of our natures, don't let the powers break us, collectively collecting acres, elect to be the measure makers, forever shades of green and never Lakers, rest in post position number 6, no slumber, it's the one that script gorgeousness beyond my 45th,
thinking longevity till I'm 70, till I'm 70. Like it's supposed to be, humble fact.
And we have yet to see if they can match our longevity,
living heavily,
longevity to the destiny,
like it's supposed to be.
A veteran,
better than I ever been. Up on the ground, up, son, you get the picture.
Longevity till it's done, you know we did it. Through the rain, we stay with it, and we never quit it. The only way to go and get it is to stay committed. The only way to go the distance is to stay committed. Longevity till it's done, you know we did it. Through the rain, we stay with it, and we never quit it. The only way to go and get it is to stay committed. The only way to go the distance is to stay committed.